I'm joined today by best-selling author Kristen Heitzman to talk about her newest book, Indivisible. Hi, Kristen. Great to be with you.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Now, Kristen, you're the best-selling author of almost 20 novels of historical romance and romantic suspense, including the Christie Award-winning Secrets. How's your new novel, Indivisible, similar to your previous works, and where do you break new ground?
Well, I think Indivisible is most like The Edge of Recall in tone. It's a psychological suspense as much as a relational drama. The tone is a little more mysterious than, say, a thriller, getting inside the characters' heads and what drives them, what brings them together, what drives them apart. The plot wends through the characters' daily lives, drawing them, and hopefully the reader, into an emotional and psychological landscape they probably haven't explored.
And the main characters of Indivisible are chief of police, a candle maker, a baker, and a veterinarian, all living in a small mountain town. Tell me about those people and their relationships to one another.
Well, the interplay between these characters and others who come in is one of my favorite elements. Jonah Westfall, the chief of police, is a 31-year-old recovering alcoholic from an abusive family who followed his legendary dad into law enforcement to right wrongs and make a difference. He carries a torch for the candle maker, Tia, though their past history causes serious friction. And 27-year-old Tia is haunted by their past and what it cost her, but pursues her call to help others, eventually breaking through the damaging restrictions on her own life. And then there's Piper. I just found her a delightful character. She's the new girl at Sarge's Bakery. She befriends her landlady, Tia, and becomes a catalyst for change in Tia's and other lives. And Liz Rayner has reopened the animal hospital and assists the chief with the disturbing incidents of cult-like animal activity. She can imagine a life with him, if not for a more compelling need and a deep, crushing guilt.
Now, the title of the book, Indivisible, speaks to one of the book's main themes, and that's of connection and unity. How does this theme unfold in the story?
Well, this theme is integral to the story on many levels. What does it mean to be whole, to be united, to be one with another living soul? Indivisible explores the ties that bind hearts, minds, and bodies, the yearning to connect, and the ways we tear one another apart.
Now, Indivisible is a tight and suspenseful novel, but it's also deeply rooted in the internal struggles of your characters. What do you hope your readers will pull from the experience of the book, and what did you personally pull from the experience of writing it?
Well, Indivisible reinforces the value of life, the connections people make with others, the damage those connections cause when broken or misused, as well as the hope that breaking destructive connections can bring. I want the reader to experience a connectivity with the characters and to value and nurture the unions in their own lives. I delved into a web of interconnectivity that is the tapestry of human experience, woven by God around each life he has created. And I realized how fragile and precious are the bonds that unite us.
Kristen Heitzman is the author of Indivisible. Thanks so much for your time today, Kristen.
Thank you.